I'm your Sudden Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Welcome to Poet's Corner. Today we'll be listening to the poetry of Christina Rossetti. Christina Georgina Rossetti, one of the most important women poets of the 19th century, who sounds like an Italian name, was born in December 1830 into a family of poets and artists in London. Devoutly religious, she refused two offers of marriage because of religious differences. Much of her poetry is religious, though she wrote some passionate love poetry and much which celebrates the joy of the natural world. She also wrote a book of rhymes for very young children. She was close to her brother, Dante Gabriel Rossetti, an artist at the time. After his death, she lived a secluded life. She died in December 1894. This first poem is called Remember. Remember me when I am gone away, gone far away into the silent land, when you can no more hold me by the hand, nor I, half turned to go, yet turning to stay. Remember me when no more day by day you tell me of our future that you planned. Only remember me. You understand it will be late to counsel then or pray. Yet if you should forget me for a while, and afterwards remember, do not grieve. For if the darkness and corruption leave a vestige of the thoughts that once I had, better by far you should forget and smile than that you should remember and be sad. Fata Morgana. A blue-eyed phantom far before is laughing, leaping toward the sun. Like lead, I chase it evermore. I pant and run. It breaks the sunlight, bound on bound, goes singing as it leaps along to sheep bells with a dreamy sound, a dreamy song. I laugh. It is so brisk and gay. It is so far before I weep. I hope I shall lie down some day, lie down and sleep. Fluttered Wings. The splendor of the kindling day, the splendor of the setting sun, these move my soul to wend its way and have done with all we grasp and toil amongst and say. The paling roses of a cloud, the fading bow that arches space, these woo my fancy toward my shroud, toward the place of faces veiled and heads discrowned and bowed. The nation of the awful stars, the wandering star whose blaze is brief. These make me beat against the bars of my grief, my tedious grief, twin to the life it mars. O fretted heart tossed to and fro, so fain to flee, so faint to rest. All glories that are high or low, east or west, grow dim to thee who art so fain to go. This poem is titled Dreamland. Where sunless rivers weep their waves into the deep, she sleeps a charmed sleep. Awake her not. Led by a single star, she came from very far to seek where shadows are, her pleasant lot. She left the rosy morn, she left the fields of corn for twilight cold and lorn and water springs. Through sleep, as though a veil, she sees the sky look pale and hears the nightingale that sadly sings. Rest, rest, a perfect rest, shed over brow and breast. Her face is toward the west, the purple land. She cannot see the grain ripening on hill and plain. She cannot feel the rain upon her hand. Rest, rest, forevermore, upon a mossy shore. rest, rest, at the heart's core, till time shall cease. Sleep, that no pain shall wake. Night, that no morn shall break, till joy shall overtake her perfect peace. This poem is called Eve. While I sit at the door, sick to gaze within, mine eye weepeth sore for sorrow and sin. As a tree, my sin stands to darken all lands. Death is the fruit it bore. How have Eden bowers grown without Adam to tend them? How have Eden flowers blown, squandering their sweet breath, without me to tend them? The tree of life was ours. Tree twelvefold fruited, most lofty tree that flowers, most deeply rooted. I chose the tree of death. Hadst thou but said me nay, Adam, my brother, I might have pined away. I, but none other. God might have let thee stay, safe in our garden, by putting me away, beyond all pardon. I, Eve, sad mother of all who must live. I, not another, plucked bitterest fruit to give my friend, husband, lover. Oh, wanton eyes run over. Who but I should grieve? Cain hath slain his brother. Of all who must die, mother, miserable Eve. Thus she sat weeping. Thus Eve, our mother, where one lay sleeping, slain by his brother. Greatest and least, each piteous beast to hear her voice forgot his joys and set aside its feast. The mouse paused in his walk and dropped his wheaten stalk. Grave cattle wagged their heads in rumination. The eagle gave a cry from his cloud station. Larks on thyme beds forbore to mount or sing. Bees drooped upon the wing. The raven perched on high forgot his ration. The conies in their rock, a feeble nation, quaked, sympathetical. The mockingbird left off to mock. Huge camels knelt as if in deprecation. The kind heart's tears were falling. Chattered the wistful stork. Dove voices with a dying fall cooed desolation, answering grief by grief. Only the serpent in the dust, wriggling and crawling, grinned an evil grin and thrust his tongue out with his fork. This poem is called A Daughter of Eve. A fool I was to sleep at noon and wake when night is chilly, beneath the comfortless and cold moon. A fool to pluck my rose too soon. A fool to snap my lily. My garden plot I have not kept. Faded and all forsaken, I weep as I have never wept. Oh, it was summer when I slept. It's winter now I waken. Talk what you please of future spring and sun-warmed sweet tomorrow. Stripped bare of hope and everything, no more to laugh, no more to sing. I sit alone with sorrow. A Birthday. My heart is like a singing bird whose nest is in a water chute. My heart is like an apple tree whose boughs are bent with sick fruit. My heart is like a rainbow shell that paddles in a halcyon sea. My heart is gladder than all these, because my love is come to me. Raise me a dais of silk and down, hang it with vair and purple dyes. Carve it in doves and pomegranates, and peacocks with 100 eyes. Work it in gold and silver grapes, in leaves and silver fleur-de-lis. Because the birthday of my life is come, my love is come to me. The next poem is called A Bruised Reed, He Shall Not Break, and it's written as if the speaker here is Jesus Christ. I will accept thy will to do and be, thy hatred and intolerance of sin, thy will at least to love that burns within and thirsteth after me. So will I render fruitful blessings still, the germs and small beginnings in thy heart, because thy will cleaves to the better part. Alas, I cannot will. Dost not thou will, poor soul? Yet I receive the inner unseen longings of the soul. I guide them, turning towards me. I control and charm hearts till they grieve. If thou desire, it shall yet come to pass, though thou but wish indeed to choose my love. For I have power in earth and heaven above. I cannot wish, alas, what neither choose or wish to choose. And yet I still must strive to win thee and constrain. For thee I hung upon the cross in pain. How then can I forget? If thou as yet dost neither leave, nor hate, nor choose, nor wish, resign thyself, be still, till I infuse love, hatred, longing, will. I do not deprecate. A chilly night. I rose at the dead of night and went to the lattice alone to look for my mother's ghost, where the ghostly moonlight shone. My friends had failed one by one, middle-aged, young, and old, till the ghosts were warmer to me than my friends that had grown cold. I looked and saw the ghost dotting plain and mound. They stood in blank moonlight, but no shadow lay on the ground. They spoke without a voice, and they leapt without a sound. I called, "O mother dear!" I sobbed, "O mother kind! Make a lonely bed for me and shelter it from the wind. Tell the others not to come to see me night or day, but I need not tell my friends to be sure to keep away." My mother raised her eyes. They were blank and could not see, yet they held me with their stare while they seemed to look at me. She opened her mouth and spoke. I could not hear a word, while my flesh crept on my bones and every hair was stirred. She knew I could not hear the message that she told, whether I had long to wait or soon should sleep in the mold. I saw her toss her shadowless hair and wring her hands in the cold. I strained to catch her words, and she strained to make me hear, but never a sound of words fell on my straining ear. From midnight to the cock crow, I kept my watch in pain while the subtle ghosts grew subtler in the sad night on the wane. From midnight to the cock crow, I watched till all were gone, some to sleep in the shifting sea and some under turf and stone. Living had failed and dead had failed, and I was indeed alone. A chill. What can lambkins do all the keen night through? Nestle by their woolly mother, the careful ewe. What can nestlings do in the nightly dew? Sleep beneath their mother's wing till day breaks anew. In a field or tree there might only be such a warm, soft sleeping place found for me. This poem is called When I Am Dead, My Dearest. When I am dead, my dearest, sing no sad songs for me. Plant thou no roses at my head, nor shady cypress tree, but the green grass above me with showers and dewdrops wet. And if thou wilt, remember, and if thou wilt, forget. I shall not see the shadows, I shall not feel the rain, I shall not hear the nightingale sing on as if in pain, and dreaming through the twilight that doth rise nor set, haply I may remember, and haply may forget. This poem is called In an Artist's Studio, and I think it's probably about her brother, who was a painter. One face looks out from all his canvases. One self-same figure sits or walks or leans. We found her hidden just behind those screens. That mirror gave back all her loveliness, a queen in opal or in ruby dress, a nameless girl in freshest summer greens, a saint, an angel. Every canvas means the same one meaning, neither more or less. He feeds upon her face by day and night, and she with true kind eyes looks back on him, fair as the moon and joyful as the light, not wan with waiting, nor with sorrow dim, not as she is, but was, when hope shone bright, not as she is, but as she fills his dream. Shut out. The door was shut. I looked between its iron bars and saw it lie, my garden, mine, beneath the sky, pied with flowers, all bedewed and green. From bough to bough the songbirds crossed, from flower to flower, the moths and the bees. With all its nests and stately trees, it had been mine, and it was lost. A shadowless spirit kept the gate, blank and unchanging like the grave. I peered through and said, let me have some buds to cheer my outcast state. He answered not, oh, give me then but one small twig from shrub or tree, and bid my home remember me until I come to it again. The spirit was silent, but he took mortar and stone to build a wall. He left no loopholes, great or small, through which my straining eyes might look. So now I sit here quite alone, blinded with tears, nor grieve for that, for naught is left worth looking at, since my delightful land is gone. A violet bed is budding near, wherein a lark has made her nest, and good they are, but not the best, and dear they are, but not so dear. The next poem is called Twice. I took my heart in my hand, oh my love, oh my love. I said, let me fall or stand, let me live or die, but this once, hear me speak, oh my love, oh my love. Yet a woman's words are weak, you should speak, not I. You took my heart in your hand, with a friendly smile, with a critical eye you scanned, then set it down, and said, it is still unripe, better wait a while. Wait while the skylarks pipe, till the corn grows brown. As you set it down, it broke, broke, but I did not wince. I smiled at the speech you spoke, at your judgment that I heard, but I have not often smiled since then, nor questioned since, nor cared for cornflowers wild, nor sung with the singing bird. I take my heart in my hand, oh my God, oh my God, my broken heart in my hand. Thou hast seen, judge thou. My hope was written on sand. Oh my God, oh my God, now let thy judgment stand. Yea, judge me now, this condemned of a man, this marred one heedless day, this heart take thou to scan, born within and without. Refine with fire its gold, purge thou its dross away. yea, hold it in thy hold, where none can pluck it out. I take my heart in my hand. I shall not die, but live. Before thy face I stand, I, for thou callest such. All that I have I bring, and all that I am I give. Smile thou, and I shall sing, but shall not question much. Winter, my secret. I tell my secrets? No, indeed, not I. Perhaps some day, who knows? But not today. It froze and blows and snows, and you're too curious. Fie! You want to hear it? Well, only my secret's mine, and I won't tell. Or after all, perhaps there's none. Suppose there is no secret, after all, but only just my fun. Today's a nipping day, a biting day, in which one wants a shawl, a veil, a cloak, and other wraps. I cannot ope to everyone who taps. And let the drafts come whistling through my hall, come bounding and surrounding me, come buffeting and astounding me, nipping and clipping through my wraps and all. I wear my mask for warmth. Whoever shows his nose to Russian snows to be pecked out at every wind that blows, you would not peck? Well, I thank you for goodwill. Believe, but leave the truth untested still. Spring's an expansive time, yet I don't trust March with its peck of dust, nor April with its rainbow-crowned brief showers, nor even May, whose flowers one frost may wither through the sunless hours. Perhaps some languid summer day, when drowsy birds sing less and less, and golden fruit is ripening to excess, if there's not too much sun or too much cloud, and the warm wind is neither still nor loud, perhaps my secret I may say, or you may guess. Sonnets Are Full of Love, and This Is Mine, by Christina Rossetti. Sonnets are full of love, and this is my tome, has many sonnets. So here now shall be one sonnet more, a love sonnet, from me to her whose heart is my heart's quiet home, to my first love, my mother, on whose knee I learnt love lore that is not troublesome, whose service is my special dignity, and she my lodestar while I go and come. And so, because you love me, and because I love you, mother, I have woven a wreath of rhymes wherein to crown your honored name. In you, not 80 years can dim the flame of love, whose blessed glow transcends the laws of time and change and mortal life and death. In looking over the poems of Christina Rossetti for this show, I noticed that she had written the lyrics or the poem to the Christmas carol called In the Bleak Midwinter. I never knew that, and it's one of my favorites. The words are, in the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter, long, long ago. Angels and archangels may have traveled there. Cherubim and seraphim thronged the air, but only his mother, in her maiden bliss, worshipped the beloved with a kiss. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what I can, I give him all my heart. Thanking you for listening to Poets Corner today as we listen to the poems of Christina Rossetti. This is your volunteer reader, Rexy, for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Until next time, good day. Remember, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.